Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying you through the Bible verse by verse. Yesterday, in Exodus, first part of Exodus 20, we got the Ten Commandments. So big, big day yesterday. And today is the working out of that in the chapter. So I'm going to be reading to you Exodus 20, verses 18 through 26 in the World English Bible. This is what it says. All the people perceived the thunderings, the lightnings, the sound of the trumpet, and the mountain smoking. When the people saw it, they trembled and stayed at a distance. They said to Moses, "Speak with us yourself, and we will listen, but don't let God speak with us, lest we die." Moses said to the people, "Don't be afraid, for God has come to test you, and that his fear may be before you, that you won't sin." The people stayed at a distance, and Moses came near to the thick darkness where God was. Yahweh said to Moses, "This is what you shall tell the children of Israel. You yourselves have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. You shall most certainly not make gods of silver or gods of gold for yourself to be alongside me. You shall make an altar of earth for me, and shall sacrifice on it your burnt offerings and your peace offerings, your sheep and your cattle. In every place where I may record my name, I will come to you and I will bless you. If you make me an altar of stone, you shall not build it out of cut stones, for if you lift up your tool on it, you have polluted it. You shall not go up by steps to my altar, that your nakedness may not be exposed to it." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, it's so interesting because I realize these instructions are so perfectly put, and they are right before we see this golden calf happening. And you're so kind and gracious to warn them beforehand that they shouldn't make gods of silver or gods of gold. And yet, look what they did, and also talks about making an altar of earth for you, not a fancy altar, anything like that, of uncut stones. And here you are just so, so clearly helping them. And then soon we will find out what happens. But Lord, as I look back on my own life, I see that you have done that with me as well. There have been times where you have very clearly warned me that if I kept walking down this path, things were going to not go well for me in terms of my relationship with you. And there have been times where I have definitely heeded that and ran the other way. And sadly, there were times where I dismissed it. I dismissed the unction of the Holy Spirit and I walked right into sin. And Lord, I just thank you so much that you love us so much to give us parameters. You love us so much to warn us. And Lord, for the person today who is contemplating doing something that might wreck their lives and that would break your heart, I pray today is a day of repentance and turning around and surrender. Lord, because nothing that we pursue is worth pursuing unless you are the one pursued first. You are the one that fills us. And when we pursue something that cannot fill us, like another human being or something we think that we need or money at the expense of anything else, all those things make terrible gods. People make terrible gods because they will disappoint us. Money makes a terrible god because it is in our hands and then it's out. It's fickle. Nothing can fill us the way that you fill us. Forgive us for running to things that we think we can worship or love or that will love us back. None of it is true. It's an illusion. And forgive us for thinking that we can make our own gods and fashion them in our own image. Lord, forgive us for worshiping the created rather than the creator. And again, we see this language going on in the book of Romans, this echoing of the book of Exodus in the book of Romans. And so, Lord, I thank you for the harmony of scripture, how beautifully it's laid out, how we can find lessons in the Old Testament and see them explicitly said in the New Testament as well. Lord, we want to be free from idolatry. We want to be free from chasing things that are not you. And so, Lord, would you just reveal to us right now as I'm praying this prayer, reveal it to me as well, the things that I chase that are not you, and root those things out, Lord. And I know, Lord, a lot of times we can't see things ourselves. We need community to point out those bent parts of us. So I pray that you would quicken our community to speak life into us, even when that's a hard word. I pray it would be spoken in love, but I pray that you'd also give us receptive hearts to hear from others about the pursuits that we're pursuing. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, it's really supported by you. So you can do that at Patreon, patreon.com/PrayEveryDay. And there's a bunch of different levels that you can support the podcast at. Really what I'm interested in is just if the Lord has prompted you to do it, to just obey the Holy Spirit. And I am confident that he will provide for this ministry as he has in the past. And so thank you for doing that. I just pray a blessing back over all of you who pray for this podcast and support it in different ways. I am grateful for you.